I'm Bronson Tykert here at the 91st National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. I'm here with Curtis Barsnick with the Indiana Historical Society in History on Wheels. Curtis, tell me a little bit about what you have here at the Expo this week.
So what we have here is a recreation of a 1914 Marmon touring car. And really what this exhibit is all about the history of auto manufacturing in Indiana. That's dating back from the 1890s to today. Not many people know, but Indiana was historically second to Michigan in auto manufacturing, and now we're second to Michigan again with the three new plants in Indiana. So
why is it important to kind of get out in the community and let people know about the automotive industry in Indiana?
Well, really what we want to do at the Indiana Historical Society is be the state's historical society. We are headquartered in downtown Indianapolis, but one of our goals is to get out into the whole state and really show what we're all about and then share the state's history with everyone here.
So why the FFA convention?
They asked us to come, and we were actually at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and the coordinator saw the exhibit, and she really wanted us, and so we made it work with our schedule, and yeah.
Well, cool. So, yeah. And, you know, this is the first day, obviously, that the expo is open. What kind of reactions have you had so far?
Absolutely fantastic reactions. We've got great numbers already. We've already had almost 400 people through the truck in 45 minutes, so yeah. So definitely great numbers. This one's really cool. This is a glove box lift and look. So we have glove box dating from all the different cars, and what we wanted to do here is just capture a little of the culture behind automotive, or behind the auto industry. And so we just wanted to look at what people felt they needed to travel with. So we got some sunglasses in here. On the other side we have 8-track tapes, cassettes, things like that. So what we did is, this is a map showing all of the auto manufacturers in the state from 1896 through 2017, which is when the exhibit opened. So there's 108 companies represented here. I think it covers like close to 60 counties. So Indiana has 92 counties. So here we have this is obviously in Indiana, specifically Indianapolis, we're known a lot about auto racing. So we have a mini Indianapolis 500 race car, primarily meant for kids. Kids of all ages can get in there and take a picture. On the backdrop it says, tomorrow's Indianapolis 500 winner. And so we have a little bit of information about the race. And we actually partnered with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to put this part of the exhibit together.
So, well, I mean, what does the automotive industry and even the racing industry, is that a big part of Indiana's culture?
Historically, we were number two to Michigan in auto manufacturing, and now we're number two to Michigan again. We have three plants, with Toyota in Princeton, Honda in Greensburg, and then Subaru in Lafayette, that are huge employers throughout the state. So auto manufacturing is coming back into Indiana in a big way, and so we wanted to kind of capture that with also combining a little bit of the past with the present and then the future of the states.
So it's kind of an important, you know, part of history and in the future for the state of Indiana then.
So we see it as an impactful part of what's going on today, what happened in the past, and then what we're going to see happen in the future. Cars aren't going away, obviously. Indiana's going to continue to be a big part of that in America. And as the economy gets better, more cars are going to be produced, more jobs are going to be created. And so we really, as the Indiana Historical Society, we wanted to capture that history.
This is the first time you've come to the FFA convention, yeah. Is that right? So how do you feel coming to something this big?
This is actually the first time we've ever been indoors. So this is a big change for us. We have an onboard generator that we usually run off of. This is definitely the biggest thing we've ever been at. We're normally at county fairs and festivals, so maybe 20,000 people if we're lucky. So with the 65,000 that are in attendance this year, it should be really good numbers for us, and we're really excited to share it with you all.
Awesome. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.
With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tykert.